This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, September 18th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Newsom approves equipment co-ops. $20 million fuels, muscle, hustle. And Trump and Starmer get together. Newsom approves equipment sharing co-ops. Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday signed SB 149, that to tap into spending from Proposition 4, the climate bond. Among other provisions, it establishes the Regional Farmer Equipment and Cooperative Resources Assistance Pilot Program at CDFA to help farmers access costly equipment and technical assistance. The pilot is designed to support regional hubs or cooperatives that provide shared machinery and staff to small and mid-sized producers, lowering costs for soil health, conservation, and climate-smart practices. Now remember, the legislature's approval of the program follows a years-long push from progressive Democrats. In 23 and 24, Newsom vetoed bills by Assemblymember Steve Bennett of Ventura to incentivize farmers to share equipment through regional cooperatives. The aim was to support socially disadvantaged and low-income farmers who otherwise could not afford to purchase or rent the equipment. The governor sympathized with the attempt to assist small farmers, but stopped short of endorsing an ongoing cost to the state as it grappled with a budget shortfall. This year, Assemblymember Damon Connolly of San Rafael took up the call, nesting the proposal within a bill to expand technical assistance for farmers and ranchers. It drew support from advocacy groups and focused on sustainable agriculture. California spends $20 million to fight invasive mussels. SB 149 also provides $20 million for invasive mussel prevention and control programs. The money will help state and local agencies upgrade monitoring, inspection, and decontamination efforts at reservoirs, canals, and other water facilities vulnerable to zebra, quagga, and the recently discovered golden mussel. Supporters, including water districts and the Association of California Water Agencies, say the funding is essential to protect pumps, pipes, and other water infrastructure from clogging and costly maintenance. Lawmakers noted that preventing infestations is far cheaper than removing mussels once established and stressed. The new bond funding would strengthen drought preparedness and long-term water supply resilience. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA nominees close in on confirmation. U.S. Department of Agriculture is on the verge of getting three new undersecretaries. The Senate could vote as soon as today on a group of 48 subcabinet nominees. The three nominees, Richard Fordyce, President Trump's pick to be Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, Dudley Hoskins, Marketing and Regulatory Programs, and Scott Hutchins, Research, Education, and Economics. The Senate voted 52-47 yesterday to limit debate on the package after Republicans pushed through the rule changes for considering nominations. Trump and Starmer to meet, discuss recent trade pact. Trump was scheduled to sit down with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer today, that amid to hammer out more details of recent trade framework. Britain, the first country to strike a deal with the U.S., Starmer's government accepted a 10% reciprocal tariff rate in exchange for additional market access for U.S. ethanol and beef producers, among other measures. The initial pact was short on details, however, and both sides left the door open to broadening the framework in subsequent negotiations. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has accompanied the president on the trip. Britain's leading ag group, however, is pushing Downing Street not to grant any more market access concessions in the food and drink sector, particularly U.S. dairy. World agri-food groups pledge support for WTO, Global Trading System. A coalition of international agri-food groups reiterated their support for the global trading system yesterday as the World Trade Organization's annual public forum got underway. In a letter to WTO Director General Gozi Okonjo-Iweala, 11 groups, including CropLife International, the Global Farmer Network, and the International Seed Federation, highlighted the organization's role in promoting food security. "We are entering a new era, one that will test industries, governments, and global cooperation like never before," the groups write. "But trade is not going to stop." They added that global trade rules have supported, quote, "millions of smallholder farmers, safeguarding against fragmentation and protectionism." U.S. Trade Representative solicits input on USMCA review. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative is kickstarting preparations for next year's review of the North American Trade Pact by gathering public comments over the next few weeks. Interested parties have until November 3rd to submit their comments on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The agency is seeking, among other things, recommendations for potential U.S. proposals to improve the deal. The joint review is slated for July next year. If parties don't agree to extend the deal, then they'll meet every year for a review until it expires in 2036. As a part of the information gathering process, USTR will hold a hearing November 17th. Senators mount push to force more tariff votes. A group of senators led by Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine and Senator Rand Paul, a Kentucky Republican, have introduced a measure to force another vote on Trump's Canadian tariffs. A staffer tells AgriPulse that Kaine will file another bill today to force a vote on the new Brazilian tariffs. Senate rules dictate that both bills can be fast-tracked to the Senate floor. The Canada vote would mark the second in the Senate, where lawmakers passed a similar measure in April. That legislation was not taken up by the House, however. But although the efforts will put many GOP lawmakers on record defending the tariffs, they won't lead to a repeal anytime soon. The House on Monday voted to nix a Democratic effort to scrap the Brazil tariffs. GOP lawmakers also this week extended a block on votes to end the nation's national emergencies underpinning tariffs. The block was initially extended to March before being shortened to January 31st as a part of a rule vote yesterday on unrelated legislation. Here's today's final word. If that is accurate, in 20 years, you guys better be running for the hills, because society is going to collapse, basically. That California Water Commissioner Daniel Curtin, reacting to a projected 87% drop in the state water project's capacity if the state does not make significant investments to combat subsidence and climate change. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, September 18th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.